This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind. We launch here into the third hour of the program. We've got Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm, and you can call us toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Let's go into your phone calls and thoughts. It's Ian, Bud, and Daryl in the studio tonight. Sarah is in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Sarah.
Hey, did I tell you about that? There was a crazy old man about 6 years ago in Santa Fe. He went out 1 o'clock in the morning in his pajamas. You know, he got up in the middle of sleeping and shot out all the speeding van and red light cameras up in Santa Fe.
Hold up. He got up in the middle of sleeping, then shot out all of the red light cameras with a gun?
And the speeding vans, is what you said, right?
Yes, or whatever, the underwear or whatever.
Wow, give that guy an award. What a hero.
Just wake up one morning in the middle of the morning and decide, I've just had enough. I'm sick of this.
Can you use sleepwalking as an excuse?
Well, you know what? He definitely had, like, brain shrinkage. What do you call that when you get old? And it's called dementia.
Dementia,
know?
Yeah, yeah. That's one of them.
Yeah.
Alzheimer's.
I mean, he definitely had his brain, like, shrinkage.
Well, apparently he still had enough of his memory to remember what the speeding vans and red stoplight cameras were.
Looked like and where they were. Yeah. It sounds like to me this guy was really on top of his game, Sarah. I mean, I really appreciate the kind of hard work like that. Did they end up finding out who he was?
Well, yeah, they did find him, and I was told that they did put him in the mental hospital for a while. He
Aww.
Did wind up in a mental hospital, you know what I mean? And you know what?
That's sad.
You know what? Do you know why he got so excited up in Santa Fe? It's because that was when we had the election here, and he found out that we pulled all of our red light cameras out in Albuquerque.
They're not your red light cameras. You didn't pull them out.
No, but Albuquerque, the voters, they pulled them all out. It was gone.
But that wasn't you, right? You voted to keep them, didn't you?
I did, but 3,000 more people wanted to vote.
Why would you say that you did something that you didn't do?
Yeah, I did not do it. But I'm just saying.
But you said we. You said we pulled them out.
Albuquerque did. Our city did, you know?
Oh, the city. So you consider yourself to be part of the city, and you did something even though you didn't support doing it.
I mean, we all get swept together. You know what I'm talking about? I told them I did. You know what? I did not vote for Mayor Berry, Republican Mayor Berry.
Mm-hmm.
With him, he.
But
you know,
now that he's there, he's part of you.
Well,
is what you're saying. You are Mayor Berry, is what you're saying. You and Mayor Berry are one and the same. You are a part of the collective known as the City of Albuquerque.
The Borg.
Well, the thing about it is that he's my mayor, whether I like it or not. You know,
I have become one with my mayor.
Well, Sarah, thanks for the call tonight.
I have been assimilated.
Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. I say give that old man an award. He deserves a medal for shooting up all those red light cameras, if the story's true.
I wonder how long it took for the city to replace them all.
Well, I don't know. That's a good question, because technically, I don't know if the city paid for them in the first place. They might have been paid for by the company that does the billing for the red light cameras. Mm. So how much the city ends up having to pay to install those things, I'm not sure, because the company gets a big chunk of the revenue from every single ticket that they write with those cameras. Anyway, if you want to join us here, the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Here's the news about Facebook from TheIntercept.com. Great website, Glenn Greenwald. He's the one who put the site together. He's not the one who wrote the story. That's Naomi LaChance. And she writes that four men in Detroit were arrested over the last week for posts on social media that the police chief called threatening. One tweet that led to an arrest said that Micah Johnson, the man who shot police officers in Dallas last week, was a hero. None of the men have been named, nor have they been charged. Now, how is it that you can be arrested for something and not be charged with something. That I can't really understand.
They'll figure it out.
But normally they figure that out, like, if they're going to figure out after your arrest, they usually figure it out by the time they get you back to book you, so right. they can actually put a charge under your name for
your
arrest.
Yeah, because I thought that, you know, they couldn't detain you for more than a certain amount of time and
without
being charged.
Process.
And I'm pretty sure that you have to be arraigned within, like, I think it's like 48 to 72 hours or something like
Depending on the state.
Detroit yeah. Police Chief James Craig isn't concerned about all that stuff, bud. He says, quote, I know this is a new issue, but I want these people charged with crimes. I've directed my officers to prepare warrants for these four individuals, and we'll see which venue is best to pursue charges.
Wow. All right, so hold on. Are they currently still being held, or were they just taken down, we're releasing you on PR, and we'll figure out a charge later?
Not clear. He just said, we're essentially keeping these people until we can figure out what we can put on them. I mean, like...
That's right.
Yeah, you can't...
Right, but was this statement given an hour later? Was it given 24 hours later? Was it given 72 hours? Like, there's a huge difference between they got arrested, taken down, and then, oh, hey, why were these people
right,
taken
but,
down 5 minutes
but
ago?
But to get arrested, don't you have to have probable cause that I've created some sort of mayhem or committed some sort of crime?
They have
probable
cause
now,
that you've done something, they just haven't figured out what it is.
Something actually illegal,
yet.
Right? So
disorderly conduct
so
is illegal.
Him getting arrested... You know, offer him these, and he clearly states that he has no idea what they're going to charge him for yet.
We'll
so don't you need to have probable cause to arrest somebody? And if you don't even know what they're charging him with, or they don't even know what they're charging him with,
right,
how are they going to stick him with probable cause?
But here's the thing. They suspect that something illegal happened. They just haven't figured out what the illegal thing was yet.
But they didn't suspect anything illegal happened. He said something, which is his right to do, as Ian just said, for this gentleman who's, you know, going out on midnight rampages, you know, so like to be able to say, okay, well, Ian, you know what? I don't like the way you talk. I don't like the way that you make your opinion known to people. And I'm going to incarcerate you for it because, frankly, I think that it's not helpful for me. And, you know, so I see you as a threat, so I'm just going to get rid of you.
So I did dig a little further digging here. The Intercept links to a story from DetroitNews.com. The police chief said that two of the suspects were released and warrants will be submitted. The other two men remain jailed because of outstanding warrants. So apparently you can just arrest somebody and then figure it out later.
Something illegal happened. We have to figure out what it is.
Right. Apparently that's a thing now.
It's pretty disturbing.
It's been a thing for a long time.
Right. This is just the latest iteration of people being arrested for posting to Facebook. Now, the quote from what one of the men reportedly posted, quote, all lives can't matter until black lives matter. Kill all white cops, unquote.
Well,
now, that sounds pretty threatening, right?
That's pretty abrasive and aggressive. And
it definitely
I mean,
is.
Like, it sounds like maybe if I was a white cop, I might not want to encounter that gentleman. But honestly... He hasn't done anything illegal.
Well, that's a good question. If somebody says, Bud, I'm going to kill you tonight, that's a threat, and you do have a right to be in fear for your life from that threat. And there are laws about criminal threatening out there. But why wouldn't this guy be charged with criminal threatening if that's, you know, if there are similar laws like that in Detroit?
Plus I'm pretty sure that... I mean, I can't say I'm sure because I don't know. But, I mean, if there's not, there should be something to say that you can, you know, state your opinion about a public official without fear of, you know, some sort of retaliation.
I tend to agree with you. And generally, he is saying kill all white cops, which is still a semi-general threat. It could be interpreted as though he's serious about it or that it's just a political opinion.
Right.
It's going to be a tough case to litigate.
Right.
But then again, they haven't even brought a charge against him. So that's the most bizarre part about this, is that they're still trying to figure out after
the fact.
That's the
thing, too. I feel like if they read that and he was, you know, they could actually charge him with something that they would have instead of releasing him in a pending warrant.
And we've seen people arrested for posting lyrics of songs which sing about killing cops.
Right. Yes.
Not necessarily that they were advocating that. They were just posting the lyrics because they felt like it was expressive of how they were feeling, or they just wanted to share those
lyrics. They didn't actually say anything.
Right. The toll-free number here is 855-453. More analysis, though, coming up, and some of the other cases, because it's not just these people in Detroit who are being targeted. It's elsewhere as well. This is Free Talk Live.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You've probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
The investment world isn't fair. A precious metals trader buys gold and silver at spot price. You pay his price plus fees, costs, and shipping. But today, you don't. Today, JM Bullion offers a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, no markups, no shipping. Invest in something real, not Wall Street paper. 10 ounces of silver at spot price. Visit RealPriceSilver.com for this limited time offer. One per household, 50 United States only. RealPriceSilver.com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacro wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacro wedgie.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. Disturbing news about police around the country arresting people for posting on Facebook. Now, should people be able to post something like, quote, all lives can't matter until black lives matter, kill all white cops, unquote. That's what one man was arrested for in Detroit. We'll continue the story on TheIntercept.com. And want to let you know about the audio on demand listen line that we just launched just a few days ago. You can try it out for yourself. We'll give you the number here in a moment. It allows you to listen to Free Talk Live and about a dozen shows from LRN.FM on demand. So that's one of the cool features. Plus, there's still the live stream from LRN.FM, meaning you can still listen to Free Talk Live live via the audio on demand line. Here's the number. It's 641-793-9660. I'll give you that again in a moment. Just plug it into your phone, save it, and then whenever you want to listen to LRN.FM, Free Talk Live, Declare Your Independence, The Rebel Love Show, Flaming Freedom, Off the Air Live, and more, you can just dial up that number, and it costs you only the cost of the call itself. So if you've got unlimited long distance, it costs you nothing. 641-793-9660. You don't have to use any of your data plan for this. 641-793-9660. As we continue here, the story from TheIntercept.com about Detroit Police Chief James Craig saying that he's arrested four men in the last week in Detroit for posts on social media and is not really sure what he's going to charge them with. He says, quote, "I've directed my officers to prepare warrants for these four individuals, and we'll see which venue is best to pursue charges," he added. Meaning, he doesn't really know exactly what they're going to charge them with, but they're going to figure something out.
We'll figure it out.
Yeah, we'll get it. So, listen, so I put some thought into this, right? Now, what you just read says, all lives can't matter until black lives matter. Right.
That's what the poster on Facebook says.
Right. Yeah. Now, the whole Black Lives Matters thing, right? That's clearly a political movement, you know? I mean, whether or not it's aggressive or violent or whatnot, but clearly it's meant to be a political movement. And, I mean, he kind of is kind of quoting it, saying, like, all lives can't matter until black lives matter. In my opinion, that's a political opinion.
Well, that is. The problem comes in with the kill all white cops statement. That's
right.
The
but,
more
I mean,
indefensible portion.
Does he really have the ability to kill all the white cops?
Certainly not.
So, I mean, it does seem kind of like an over-exaggeration.
Is he doing the equivalent of inciting a riot or inciting others to do destructive
acts? Is it not
acts?
My own decision whether or not I want to riot or whether or not
Indeed.
I want to harm a cop or, you know,
I tend
do whatever?
I tend to you know, err on the side of freedom of speech, even in the case,
yes.
even in the case of disturbing and possibly violent speech like this. Someone posting kill all white cops to Facebook is different than someone standing in front of a cop and saying, I'm going to kill you, and then, you know, reaching for their belt.
Right.
So I think that the circumstances should come into play here.
Right, absolutely.
Let me go on with the story. From TheIntercept.com, five police officers were killed in the Dallas shootings late last week, constituting the highest number of police casualties in an attack since September 11th, and as a result, law enforcement officials everywhere are suddenly much more sensitive to threats against their lives. But one result has been that several police departments across the country have arrested individuals for posts on social media accounts, often from citizen tips, meaning your friends on Facebook are snitching on you, or if you're public, some other people you don't know and don't like you are snitching on you. But again, citizen tips raising concerns among free speech advocates. The Bruce Schneier, who's a security technologist at the Berkman Klein Center for Internet and Society at Harvard, said this to The Intercept, quote, "Arresting people for speech is something we should be very careful about," unquote. Last week in Connecticut, police arrested Kurt Vanzook after a tip for posts on Facebook that identified Johnson as a hero and called for police to be killed. He's referring to Micah Johnson, the alleged shooter in Dallas. He was charged with inciting injury to persons or property. An Illinois woman, Genesis Reynolds, was arrested for writing a Facebook post that she would shoot an officer who would pull her over. Quote, "I have no problem shooting a cop for a simple traffic stop because they'd have no problem doing it to me," unquote. She wrote, according to police investigation, she's been charged with disorderly conduct, which brings us back to a conversation we were having earlier. This disorderly conduct charge is definitely something that they use as their catch-all. They didn't have
anything
else.
It's like a conspiracy charge.
Right. They had nothing else they could have charged this woman with. And this statement from her is even less offensive than the guy who said kill all white cops. She's very specific. She's just talking tough. Oh, yeah, I'm going to shoot the cops that pull me over. Well, there's a lot of people who talk tough,
right.
But then when the time actually comes, they realize.
Yeah, but, you know, she might instigate a riot, you know. You know, by saying that you can't have these people writing this stuff and trying to control what they're writing and what they're saying, really what you're saying is, well, these people can't control themselves, so we have to control things for them. These people don't know how to write on Facebook without being aggressive or, you know, whatnot. And so we have to control this. We have to sit down and say, you can't do this. You can't say this because
you
might.
Right.
You can think it, but you can't say it because you might, in some slight chance, instigate a riot where other people who are free to make their own decisions might be involved.
Right. So if someone else does something bad, then you should get in trouble because
you said
something.
Well, and I mean, see, I think part of the reason why, you know, they think that is because government officials are so used to, especially FBI officials, because we've read numerous stories about this, to where government officials will find somebody that is kind of susceptible and then provoke them to go do something.
Mm-hmm.
And then they go arrest them and say, aren't you glad we arrested this guy that was about to do this horrible thing?
Yep.
After we provoked him to do it and we gave him all the tools that he needed. But pay no attention to that.
Right.
Aren't you glad we stopped this guy?
Here's another one. In New Jersey, Rolando Medina was arrested and charged with cyber harassment. He allegedly posted on an unidentified social media platform that he would destroy local police headquarters. In Louisiana, Kamonte Gilmore was arrested for an online video in which he allegedly threatened a police officer. He was charged with public intimidation. Professor Larry Dubin of the Detroit University of Detroit Mercy School of Law told Detroit News, quote, certainly posting that kind of thing on social media is a bad thought, but having a bad thought isn't necessarily a crime. I mean, yes, the police are absolutely punishing people for saying what they're thinking. It should be legal to express yourself in this country, even if the contents of the expression make some people, especially law enforcement, concerned. Maybe makes them afraid. Maybe makes them, you know, not so sure about what's going to come next. Because, look, the people that are saying things on Facebook are probably the ones you don't have to worry about.
Right.
It's the ones who don't say anything at all.
Right, because they're not going to let you know. They're going to try keeping it as quiet as possible so that they don't get caught.
Right. The ones who are smart enough, who are preparing some sort of an attack, they're not going to be blabbing about it on Facebook. They're going to be too busy building a bomb.
I wonder if we could do like some sort of civil disobedience and just like get everyone we know to post something on Facebook about, you know, something that awful that could happen to a cop, maybe. You know?
I would say be very, very careful if you're going to be doing that. Certainly posting this kind of thing is a bad thought. He said further, let's see. Oh, yeah. By the way, the posting of online threats is hardly a new issue. The Supreme Court set a precedent last year when it ruled that prosecutors pursuing a charge of communicating threats need to prove both that reasonable people would view the statement as a threat and that the intent was to threaten. So now here we come with this big sort of nebulous idea of reasonable people. What would a reasonable person think about some of these statements? What do you think? You can share your thoughts here with us.
I think it's all crap.
The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And join us on Free Talk Live.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today. Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105. For a recorded message.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. We're talking about freedom of speech. Freedom of some of the most disturbing speech, which is speech that kind of borders on threatening. And as the Supreme Court has pointed out, apparently in a recent ruling last year, prosecutors pursuing charges of communicating threats need to prove both that reasonable people would view the statement as a threat and that the intent was to threaten. Alonis versus United States dealt with a man who'd posted violent rap lyrics about his estranged wife. The court reversed his conviction. Toll-free number, if you want to join us here, is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio tonight, you've got Ian.
And Bud.
And Daryl.
And don't forget, we've got a website over at freetalklive.com. And if you support what we're doing here and you want to help Free Talk Live spread to more radio stations, bring new satellite and internet listeners on board, you can get behind the show by becoming an amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com. It's $5 a month. We'll take that $5 in, invest it into the show, and get on more stations. Bring more people on board listening to the ideas of liberty, and that's a good thing. Great way to spend, you know, the price of a fancy cup of coffee every single month. Plus, you get perks like access to the Amp Only call-in lines, the Amp Only podcast, the Amp Only Facebook group. Go get all the details, and please sign up over at amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com. Back to the story here from TheIntercept.com. There have been multiple arrests in just the last week of police arresting people around the country, so New Jersey, Illinois, Detroit, Connecticut, these are some of the places where these arrests have occurred, according to TheIntercept.com. Daniel Medved, professor of law at Northeastern University, said this, quote, after Dallas, threats may seem more threatening to police officers around the country. We might be seeing more arrests right now because the police will interpret that they have probable cause to make an arrest, but that doesn't mean that in the end that this will result in convictions. Shire, one of the security experts, urged that law enforcement use caution. He said, quote, this is complicated. We don't know how to do this. We're doing it pretty badly, and we should do it better. Unquote. But he said it was a sign of the times. These days, almost all communications are recorded in some capacity. This new world where things aren't forgotten is going to be different, and you're seeing one manifestation of it in casual comments that are resulting in arrest. Now, when they arrest you for this, and then later on decide they don't really have a case and they drop the charge, or if you end up defeating them in court and they lose and, you know, they null pros the charge or whatever, then you usually don't have any kind of way to sue them. There's really very, very, it's rare for someone who has their rights abused by the police, by the system, to be able to get some sort of compensation for the inconvenience of the fact of, well, you just had, you were sitting at home, you just posted on Facebook, somebody snitches on your Facebook post, within hours the police show up, they put handcuffs on you, you get booked, you get bailed out, you get released. Well, that's hours and hours of your time that have been wasted. You don't get that time back, let alone all the time that you would have to spend in court if they didn't drop the charge right away. So, you know, there's...
You don't get any sort of compensation at
no.
all. And you don't even get an apology if you know, you get
almost
acquitted
never.
Or, you know...
Almost
like
never
that.
Will you get an apology right. from the police. And so that's one of the disturbing parts here, is that the police can basically go around and throw their weight around and right. arrest people and have no consequence for it.
Well, they feel justified to do so. You know, they've got all these people in society who are like, yeah, you know, we'll give you an MRAP or we'll give you a Bearcat and we'll paramilitarize you and then, you know, we'll just see what happens.
Well, yeah, they've got to make split-second decisions.
Yeah, well, I know. I mean, like, because that's the only job on earth where you got to do that.
Well, these guys, I can understand the fear. I understand where they're coming from. The police have a dangerous job. It's not the most dangerous job in the United States, but part of becoming a police officer is understanding that there are going to be people out there who don't like you and who might actually yeah. hurt you.
Listen,
are there likely to be people who are on Facebook? I don't know.
If you don't want people to, you know, if you're a cop and you don't want people to shoot you, then, you know, you should probably reconsider your job because, I mean, it is part of the job. There is that aspect that somebody could shoot you. Somebody could threaten you. Somebody could do this. You know, somebody could do that. And the thing is, really, you're a cop. You know, you don't have to feel justified to do what you do because everybody's justifying it for you. So let me just act however I want and it'll be okay. Well, the thing is, if you want people to stop hurting you, then stop hurting people and
well, right.
stop putting them in cages.
They're playing into the reason why people hate them in the first place. Look, you start arresting people for posting rap lyrics, for posting their
yes.
thoughts, for posting their angry thoughts on Facebook.
Perfect example.
And you are playing right into the role that people have cast you in, which is oppressor. If you are oppressing people and mm-hmm. arresting people for freedom of speech, even uncomfortable speech like this, is an oppressive role, and that's just going to galvanize more people against you. If people
yeah.
get the word that their buddy down the street got arrested for posting on Facebook, that's not going to help the police recover their image. Not that it seems like they're really too concerned with recovering their image.
Well, that's what I'm saying. They don't have to feel justified because they have, you know, an entire government behind them and a society that says it's okay. You know, that gives them
that's
the ability
true.
To do this. They don't have to feel bad because they honestly think that what they're doing is right.
Right, and then you get a jury who will, even if the law says you can say what you want about the police, they'll convict you anyway.
Right, because they're citizens and they think that that's the way it should be. We shouldn't talk
because
bad
the
about the government.
They're right. They're
our
heroes.
About the yeah, they're heroes. You know, they.
Let's talk to Simmons. He's on the line in D.C. Simmons, you're on Free Talk Live.
It's Agent Simmons, and I want.
Is this Ricky?
It's Agent Simmons.
I'm pretty sure this is Ricky. But go ahead, Agent Simmons.
Calling from Sector 7.
Sector 7.
Which, by the way, is a secret American government agency. We are the government, as a matter of fact. and we will not have our name wrongly used on the air. Every single one of you, especially you, Ian.
Thanks for the call.
That's pretty funny, Ricky.
By the way, you only get one call per night, and it's not fair to call back and make up a fake name, and then, I don't know if Ricky's his real name anyway, but to make up a second name and then call back. Sorry, that's just the rules here. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. And we don't have a lot of rules on Free Talk Live. There really aren't a lot of rules. You really can call about pretty much anything that you want.
Well, in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, because they supersede something, then therefore the rule doesn't apply there.
It was funny, though. I mean, I will give Ricky credit for a somewhat self-deprecating call. I mean, he was basically making fun of himself there, so yes. I do have an appreciation for that. So thank you, Ricky, or whatever your name was. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves here. Bring up whatever's on your mind. So should we talk about millennials? Martha Stewart.
Do we have to?
Martha Stewart is on the attack against millennials. It's been a while since Martha Stewart's been making headlines. But apparently she's not happy with what she calls lazy, self-indulgent, and people who lack initiative.
Geez, well, in that case, why don't we just generalize all the baby boomers and all the people in Generation X, too, and see what we can think about to complain about them, too.
Well, you're right about that. But this is very general. It's a general statement. It's not fair to treat people that they are a certain way based on the way some people who are the same age range act. That's really unfair. Obviously, not everyone who's a millennial is lazy, self-indulgent, and lacks initiative. But you know, where is she coming from?
Well, I mean, hey, if she wants to do that, I mean, if not, we can always just talk about, you know, felonies and being in prison and stuff. And, you know, I'm sure she'll fit right into that conversation as well. So
she went
wants
to prison
to, you know,
for lying to a federal agent, if I'm recalling correctly.
Did she?
Yes. Yep, that's right. She went to a minimum security federal prison for, what was it, a couple of years?
Something like that.
Anyway, she's weighing in on the millennials. Story from thesun.co.uk. The millionaire lifestyle guru, Martha Stewart, has issued a stinging criticism of the millennial generation and claimed youngsters are too lazy to get ahead. Too many members of Generation Snowflake. That's a new one. I haven't heard that one. But how old are you, bud?
I'm 27. I was born in 89.
So you qualify as a millennial for the purposes of this conversation. I am kind of on the border between Generation X and millennial. You would probably be Generation X.
Yeah,
for sure.
Gen X.
Daryl, the toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. We'll see. What is she basing her comments on? And does, you know, do they hold any weight? If you want to weigh in on millennials, you're welcome to share your thoughts. Maybe you are one of them. 855-450-FREE. You can join us in the remaining moments of Free Talk Live.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-958-5345. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU Online degrees, call 1-800-958-5345. That's 1-800-958-5345.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Evalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. We've got enough time for you if you join us now. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Download Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree at victimlesscrimespree.com. You can actually download the thing. There's actually a downloadable version via torrent, or you just watch it for free on YouTube any old time you want to. It's a great feature-length documentary film that I had the great pleasure of being the co-producer for, and we wanted to put it on the internet for everybody to watch for free. It's got over 100,000 views, and thanks to everybody who has watched it. If you haven't checked it out yet, head on over to victimlesscrimespree.com. Watch, enjoy, and be sure you share it. And if you get a chance, write a review. You can write a review over at Amazon or the Internet Movie Database. Those are two really good places to leave a review, leave your thoughts.
I would actually suggest doing it at Amazon because it has more of an effect, because reviews on products on Amazon actually help boost them to where they're shown by more or viewed by more people.
Well, if you're going to hammer out a review and you've got an IMDb account, you might as well put it there, too. I mean, if you're going to take the time to type a review, take the time to put it in both places.
No, go ahead. Put it on Rotten Tomatoes, too.
That's another good site. I really like that movie. I don't know if Derek Jays is listed on Rotten Tomatoes, but that's something that's worth looking into. Toll-free number tonight, if you want to join us here, 855-450-FREE. Changing gears away from scary police state stuff to just kind of the issue.
And Derek Jays' Victimless Crime Spree definitely has some scary police state stuff.
Oh, yeah, it does. He gets arrested 5 times in a 1-year time frame. We caught it all on video, and the police behave very badly. Thankfully, he didn't get it permanently hurt. by the incidents that
he's lucky.
One of which includes a cop tackling him off of his bicycle.
Yeah, right over here.
And then punching him a couple of times. So it gets a little violent.
And it is on Rotten Tomatoes. 71% of the people have liked the movie. It's got a 3.7 out of 5.
Well, maybe we should do a Rotten Tomato campaign. Because what I've done before is I've asked people specifically to go to Amazon, or I've asked them to go specifically to IMDb. I didn't even know it was on Rotten Tomatoes, so that's very, very exciting. We'll see if we can send some more folks over there to leave a review. So, yeah, RottenTomatoes.com. Look up Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree. But make sure you go and watch it first at victimlesscrimespree.com. So Martha Stewart is the latest person, according to The Sun over at thesun.co.uk, to rail against a mollycoddled generation who've turned universities into safe spaces to avoid testing their ideas in the crucible of debate, and called on conference attendees to make jazz hands because clapping is too traumatic for their sensitive souls.
What?
She said in an interview with Luxury Listings, quote, "I think every business is trying to target millennials. But who are millennials? Now we're finding out that they're living with their parents," she said. "They don't have the initiative to go out and find a little apartment and grow a tomato plant on the terrace."
Yeah, because your generation screwed our country to hell.
Well, forget about that. You're just, something right. Delicate.
Hey, man, stop yelling, all right?
Hands.
Really, I have a sensitive soul. Please stop.
And the funny thing is, like, you know, the right-wingers or alt-right or whatever the hell they call themselves, they also have delicate sensibilities. They're just delicate about different things.
Is Martha Stewart a right-winger?
She's acting like one. But, no, like, if you say anything about police, then the right-wingers,
you can't say that!
Yeah. They die for your freedoms!
She says, "I understand the plight of young people. The economic circumstances out there are very grim. But you have to work for it. You have to strive for it. You have to go after it."
Well, it's easy for her when she already had everything, when the economy became crap. But, you know, not just that, she's apparently, from what I've heard, it sounds like she's targeting an even more specific group of people besides millennials. So,
what do you think? What do you think she's targeting?
Well, I'm not sure, but I know it's not any of the millennials that I hang out with or know or associate with. I don't know anybody like that, actually.
You're saying you don't know any people who need a safe space?
Yeah,
or...
I've never even heard of it till you just said something.
Martha's career began when she landed a job as a model. She then went on to become a stockbroker before launching a cookbook, which turned her into a lifestyle expert and TV personality. She's now worth about £166 million. "I got married at 19, she says, "and I immediately got an apartment, and I fixed it up," Martha added. She says, "I was very proud of everything I did. I got the furniture at auctions for pennies. Beautiful furniture. My apartments were lovely and homey and comfortable."
Yeah, good luck with that now.
She has been in discussions with restaurateur owner and television star David Chang, who told her to pass on her knowledge to the youth of today. He kept saying to me, "Martha, you know so much, and the millennials have to know this stuff," she added. "They don't know anything, and they have to learn. They want to learn, but they have grown up without teachers." She said they know how to make money and how to develop software, but they don't know how to plant a tree. They don't know how to grow spinach.
Bro, we should just control everyone.
Hold on. What does having a safe space have to do with not knowing how spinach grows?
Not to mention, I'm sure there's plenty of millennials who know how to put a seed in the ground and water it and give it sun. It's not that difficult.
Well, maybe she's experiencing a different group of millennials than some of us are. I mean, Bud, you do come from New Hampshire, the Granite State. People tend to be more independent in the Granite State. It's likely Martha Stewart is talking to people who are in big cities, for instance, or on her vineyard or wherever it is.
Regardless, she shouldn't generalize the whole section of people on the small little, attachment that she's experiencing.
I tend to agree with you. It's not fair to say, "Oh, you Gen Xers are like this," or you millennials are like that. Yeah. It's as dumb as, it's probably even more dumb than like astrology, where, the idea of that you were born in a certain month has some effect on your personality.
It's so dumb I should tell the media my opinion.
Well, now, okay, but let's not discount her experience. Maybe her experience is that the young people that she knows are shockingly irresponsible or, shockingly sensitive. And it's possible that people in a big city of the millennial generation are more likely to be these things because they've been taken care of their whole lives to some extent.
I think that anybody from any generation can be like that.
Oh,
has the potential to be like that. So to say that, well, these, you know, Generation Xers are like that, but these millennials are like that. We got to tell them. We got to change them. You know, is it because we're the newest generation? We're the youngest and the most, you know, I guess, malleable? But
And is there something, though, to the claim that more millennials are staying home with their parents? I mean, there are numbers out there that suggest that might be the case.
And I do believe that. And, you know, because being a millennial, I do have friends that live with their parents. But the situation is, you know, they look for work and work does not come. They look for work and nobody calls them, you know. So it's just a matter of, I guess you could say, economic conditions. But
absolutely it is, which you can blame on the baby boomers.
Right,
because they're the ones that have, you know, made the policies that they are. They're the ones that have done these things to drive up the cost of a college education that everybody's told you need to get a college degree, and here we'll give you a guaranteed loan. And so people wind up graduating college or dropping out, whatever the case may be, with this huge debt burden that I know I didn't start off with. I don't think Ian, you started off with, and technically you're one of these millennials.
Barely,
but still.
I could be arguing that I'm Gen X, but it depends.
But, you know, like, this whole thing, like, we didn't start with this. Our parents definitely didn't start with these problems.
Right, so I think she's mad at the wrong group of people. You know,
millennials are the victims.
Right, well, no, I don't think they're the victims. I think that,
they're the victims of the circumstances that have been put in place by people like Martha Stewart, who should really be mad at the people that threw her in jail for, you know, like, doing some stock trading.
Well, and so if the baby boomers, and again, we're being very general. Obviously, there's some baby boomers who didn't support the policies, right? So it's not fair to group people by their age. But unfortunately, people do that. And so people of the baby boomer generation are the ones who set the policies that, you know, like the Federal Reserve or whatever government rules had allowed the bubbles to occur, which then popped and then, you know, bad times for the economy after that. You can't blame somebody for taking whatever economic measures are necessary to maximize their wealth. And if, you know, if you can stay home with your parents and not have to pay rent and sock away money into a savings account, then there's a reason to do that.
Right.
I wouldn't look down my nose at somebody who's doing that, but I can understand that it would be relatively uncomfortable to be in that circumstance. And hopefully someone who's in that circumstance does want to get out of that situation. And it does tend to be that the older someone gets, generally in the United States, there is sort of the idea that you should break away from your parents at some point. I mean, are you still in your mid-30s?
Right, I mean, you've got to leave the nest at some point.
Right, I mean, if you're still in your parents' house and you're in your mid-30s or 40s, then maybe it's getting a little bit of an overstaying your welcome thing.
Right.
Maybe you're a little...
Well, I mean, stuff happens too. You
could be more independent, I think, at that point in your life. But we're out of time. Maybe you can talk to us tomorrow about that. Meanwhile, join us online at freetalklive.com.
Adam Kokesh has agreed to meet Bernie Sanders in any city in America on any day between now and the end of the year for a friendly debate on socialism versus voluntarism, in which Bernie can choose an objective moderator. To sweeten the deal, Roger Ver, a.k.a. Bitcoin Jesus, has offered that upon completion of a three-hour debate in which both men have equal time, he will donate a total of $100,000 worth of Bitcoin to the charity of each man's choice, $50,000 apiece. Learn more at bernie.freetalklive.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Lead non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.